Hey y'all, so as I discussed on my Instagram page, I just wanted to give a little bit of an update on what's been going on with me lately. Just so you know, I do have a episode after this with Raven from Bitches Better, and we are talking about like all the Bravo pop culture things of this week. However, I just wanted to touch on a couple things that's been going on with me personally. I have been not on as much like today, just because there are certain things going on with my job that have been playing out on social media that I, and again, this is like my real life, that I have just been struggling with a little bit. And I have never dealt with something like this before to the point where I feel like I'm going crazy, because I feel like I am starting to doubt what I saw in reality, like what I saw and heard with my own eyes versus what's playing out online. And it's just been something hard for me to grapple with every day. Like I said, if you follow me, if on my personal page at all, you saw anything that I said this week, I just want to go to work and do my job. And there's a lot of people that don't like my bosses, the owners of my company. And I'm really not trying to convince anybody to like them. I don't need anybody to like anybody. I need people to realize that there are my staff members, who will be directly affected by the personal vendettas that are being blasted all over social media. I am trying to say that I wish people would take a beat and think about some things and put stuff in perspective before blasting certain things. And these are conversations that I have had with everybody involved. I've tried to have those conversations, and I'm not going to sit here and say that like I've always like kept my cool, but just to give a little bit of a background, before I stepped into my position that I'm in now, there was somebody else in it. Obviously, I will say this, from my perspective, and again, if you are somebody from St. Louis that is listening to this, there's been a lot of like, your feelings are valid, going around on her side. There's been a lot of like, you're trying to silence so-and-so. I'm not trying to silence anybody. Now that all of this is out and a narrative has been painted, I want to speak from my point of view, what I saw go on over a month ago, because this is another thing. Like, when she quit, it was like a bomb went off, and it was a lot of things got like, this is like almost like a Groundhog Day for me, because I already have lived through this. Like I received that email that she put on social media. I've already been through this. I asked the questions that I needed to ask as somebody who works for the company, mind you. So I need that to be kept in perspective. And listen, I know that there are people who they're not interested in what I have to say, because they didn't like my bosses to begin with. All they needed was confirmation that, okay, I don't like them, and I think I don't like them, and I want my feelings to be vindicated. However, from my point of view, when I started working with the previous manager who put her resignation letter on Instagram this week, I'm sorry. I don't think resignation letters belong on Instagram, but whatever. I felt tension, and I was confused because I didn't know the woman, right? And I was like, maybe, you know, she's different than me. I am outgoing. I am like, I can talk to a wall, like things like that. So I really did take it as like, oh, like she's, I tried to make up as many excuses as I thought, because I wanted this job to work. If you know me, you know the past year and a half of my life, actually 2 years of my life when it comes to work, have been a struggle. I've struggled to land somewhere where I feel comfortable and safe at work. And I feel like I finally have, and I really wanted this job, and it is working out. I don't want to say wanted, but it is working out. But I just want to be 120% honest and speak my truth. I am a 32-year-old Black woman. I can tell when I am around a white person, a white woman, a white man, anybody, a white person who is uncomfortable because they probably haven't communicated or had like that much experience with Black people. Those are the vibes that I was picking up from her. And I went, and I'm not saying that she is a racist. I want to be very clear, because unlike a lot of things with this situation right now, I think there's not a lot of clarity, and there's a lot of things being consumed with hot buzzwords. My intent is not to use, like, be hitting buzzwords here. I could tell. I personally was like, okay, for me, I was like, what do I need to do? Because her and I are going to be working closely together. What do I need to do to, like, make this, like, a easy work environment? Somebody from the outside looking in put it the best way. And then there was another manager as well that was kind of like, supposed to be working with us, or does work with us. And I do have to be a little bit careful because some of these people are still my employees, right? I noticed early on that the three of us, there was like, it was rough. I've been on many teams. It was rough. I was like, there's like a disconnect here between all three of us. And usually it's a little weird because like they say three's company or three's a crowd. Yeah. And usually you have two people who are like aligned and they like, you know, kind of click better than off. And then you have somebody who's more of a loner. We, all three of us, the best way, as somebody who's on the outside explained it to me best, they were like, you three all communicate very, very differently. And no one's wrong and no one's right. But it's clear that all three of you are on three different pages when it comes to communication. And when I noticed that, I wanted to do what I needed to do to kind of keep things in perspective and just kind of play middleman, okay? I'm not going to mince words. I'm not going to lie. There were, and just again, if you're a person from St. Louis who saw that email, I just need to be clear. She's not talking about me in that, okay? There were some tense moments where things were said, people did not appreciate them, and people said, I didn't appreciate that. And meetings were had, okay? Just to put that in perspective. I am a person that I don't think that people can't correct their behavior. I think people deserve chances to correct their behavior. I am a person who, I am a leader that likes coaching people, and I like, I want to be careful saying leader because I've been called a cult leader this week. I like giving, you know, not too many chances, but I did think that she deserved a chance to correct her behavior because I had never been given a chance to correct my behavior. And I made it clear to both of them, they are both white women, I made it clear to both of them that they had both done things in the workplace that I have never been able to get away with in work. And I've said this to the owners as well. I've said everything that I have to say. And I think that the thing that's bothering me the most, like I said on Instagram, is that a lot of these conversations were had, but the OGM forfeited the right to know that those conversations were had and what was said in rooms after she left, because she left. And not only that, when she left, her and I were fine. She didn't ask me, like, hey, how's it going? She didn't ask me any information. Like, have you had any problems with her since? Have you, you know, blah, blah. And not that I would have necessarily told her if I did or if I didn't, but she didn't even ask me, like, did you speak up? The last things that we spoke about before we started arguing were, she told me, I was like, all right. She told me she quit. Obviously I got the resignation letter. I said, okay, it was nice working with you. It was nice to meet you. And she was like, you too. See you around. She said, I hope your experience is different than mine. And make sure you speak up and stand up for yourself. I said, I always have and I always will. And I have continued to do so. I will say this with 100% confidence. Anytime that I have said any concern, any type of anything in that, yeah, there were things in that email that I had questions about. I asked, okay? It's not like we were in there just like, no one said like, oh, this didn't happen. No one, like, things were not like, I feel like people are trying to say like things are like being glossed over and denied, that like, no, there were conversations, a lot of conversations had. And now we're kind of at a ground, like I said, in a groundhog day, because we are reliving all of this over again now that this resignation is out in the public, okay? And people have questions. I just want to put it this way. there are things that go on at work, people's jobs, disciplinary matters, things like that, that we as the public, people who don't work for the company, and hell, maybe even some people who do work for the company, don't need to know. There are people that may be having issues at work that don't deserve that blasted on social media because the person at work that didn't like them, still doesn't like them. She had an issue with another manager. That is the crux of this. However, what's detailed in that email are things that I personally feel like conflate with the issue with the other manager. Okay. The things that I am grappling with again are the fact that you did not like the job. That's clear because you left. You were unhappy with how things were going. Again, clear because you resigned. You weren't fired. To bring up the issue with the local liquor/beer company that they had somebody, and I want to put a trigger warning up because we are about to start talking about sexual assault, to put up include in there that we carry, okay, and quote unquote have a partnership, which I do the ordering, and I'm not going to get too detailed into that. But if I didn't want to carry their liquor, I didn't. And I'll leave that there. But to conflate that, the fact that they had an incident like 5 or 6 years ago where they had somebody on their staff that assaulted somebody, and say that like we are not what we stand for because we carry that liquor and the beer. We consulted with a St. Louis company. There's a St. Louis company that coaches people in companies and bars on how to deal with situations with sexual assault in all areas. Like, whether it's you have somebody on your staff at work, how to look at different situations, things like that. They consulted, the liquor company consulted with that company after everything happened 6 years ago. And then we consulted with them, and they, this company who was supposed to be the experts, okay, said that they're good to move forward with this brand, this company carrying them, right? So everybody said how they feel about it. Everybody said they're fine to move forward. The part in the email that says, this is posted online. She says, I should have known better and trusted my gut when y'all decided to work with Forehand. Fuck. Okay. Well, that's company. Okay. Again, this is all online. It's not a secret. So the parts where I'm confused, we are conflating again, multiple different issues. I do not think that the person who worked for that company didn't do anything. I think that that's a fact. I do believe that he is I'm trying to be careful with what I say because there's just so many things being conflated. My words have been twisted, and it's exhausting. The fact that that man is an assaulter and he worked for that company, they fired him. They took the necessary steps per this company and sent this organization in St. Louis. They hired them, right? They said that, yes, they took the necessary steps. They've done X, Y, Z. It's fine to move on. Not to mention, this organization has also done trainings with other bars that carry this brand in the bars. So what is it? Are we not supposed to carry the brand? I don't know. I'm just confused because if it's not okay for us to carry the brand, why are you doing trainings with other bars that also carry that liquor brand? So I said, I just want to run my bar on Instagram. I just want to run my bar at the end of the day and my stance has not changed. I am worried about my staff. I am worried about me, okay? Because people have latched onto this so much. And again, because they hate my owners, they don't like them, whatever, they think they're like toxic girl boss gas, like gatekeep. Things have been said, narratives have been thrown out there. You don't have to come to the bar. You don't have to like patronize, but I feel like it's kind of being painted as if like we stand for this, but on the inside we're bigots and we are like denying certain things. No one's denying anything. No one is denying that anybody ever was assaulted. And personally, I feel like people's hands are being forced to reveal things about themselves that maybe they don't want to be public knowledge. It's everybody's right to reveal what they want to reveal. But I can't deal with the fact that this was an internal personnel issue of a lower matter. You didn't like another manager. We're not going to like everybody at work. And now, again, I said, please think of the staff that you claim to care about. Please think of those people who are like happy paying their bills. She says that she doesn't want us to go away. She doesn't want us to like not be around. She just wants us to change and do better. I have to pose the question, do you want change and do you want us to do better while constantly reliving the past? She has not asked anybody that works there how things have been going. She hasn't asked how things have changed. And again, she's calling out another white woman. And I said, I'm just gonna be honest with y'all. When a lot of this was going on, when those two were like going at it, I was like, the white women are fighting. I was like, this is crazy. I was like, I really don't think that this is something that as adults we cannot work through. Like, as adults who work together, I don't think this is something that we cannot work through, okay? So, when everything blew up, and I was like, I wasn't aware that she wanted her, like, out of there. I wasn't aware she wanted her fired because, not for nothing, I'm just going to pose it as a different situation. Had they fired the person that she was arguing, like, she had an issue with, and just for the record, again, we're not tonight. There were some people, again, were like, oh my God, like she, you know, surface level. I personally feel like had they fired her, she could have had a point in being like, okay, this is a woman-led business who say that they make space for women. They allow us to, you know, fuck up and not, it's not automatically like you're out of there fired. But when I fucked up, I wasn't given a chance to course correct. I feel like that would be a valid like argument as well. I just did not feel like any of this was not anything that all of us could not work through. I know that she was, the old boss was overwhelmed by the job because she told me that multiple times, and that's fair. I had taken over ordering before I stepped in the position, and that was never supposed to be a part of my job. And that's just a fact. I have an offer letter that never included. And I'm not posting no documents for work. Cause like I said, this is still my job. So I'm trying to be careful, but I'm not posting any documents from work, whether I continue to work there or whether I don't work there anymore. I've had other jobs that y'all know, if you listen to this podcast, I was fired from a job in 2022 that resulted in me taking legal action. I did not post anything online. Okay. I really didn't. No. And I was hurt, you know, from being let go of that job because I did feel like I wasn't given the option. I wasn't given the opportunity. I had a 6'5" grown ass white man screaming in my fucking face. But when I said, you servers got to clean up these tables or else you're going to get written up, I was out of there. That's a fact. So anyways, it's just been one thing after another. I'm not going to lie. I said what I had to say. Again, I did not think that it was going to be getting that much attention. Of course, everybody was eating it up around St. Louis on Thursdays. A lot of people I hadn't talked to in years were texting me, all of that stuff. My story's expired. Cool. I blocked quite a few people that day on Friday because I love to block people. The block button is one button. It's not hard to find. Bloop, bye. Some of them being old employees that were like feeding into it. So I was just like, all right, cool. Like y'all blocked. One of them posted, I guess, went to my page, posted that I blocked her and took a screenshot that I blocked her and posted it onto her story and called me a cult leader. I am not a cult leader. I'm just a bar manager. And I blocked her because I didn't, like, you're feeding into this. I said I was going to be addressing it that one day, and I did. And then now it's just, like, turned into all of this. But to take my, like, I'm not, it's not a secret that I blocked you. I didn't, it's not that, like, I, what do they call that? Muted you or whatever so that you don't know. Yes, I knew that you were going to be able to see that I blocked you. I didn't think that you would be searching me. And actually, again, I don't care. I think that's weird. I think it's weird to go search somebody, see that you are blocked. Because again, if you're blocked, I'm not popping up. See that you are blocked and then post it and be like, she blocked me. Yeah, it's not a secret. That's how I respond to nonsense. I made a video and I said, these things should not be conflated because also with the old GM, the day before she had been posting about our company, the company that I work for, and talking about the BIPOC community. So the Black and Indigenous People of Color community. When I said what I said, which was, I don't think that these things, like her not liking the job and her not being able to handle the job, should be conflated with serious matters such as like LGBTQ rights, because she keeps bringing that up, that she is, you know, she stands up for the LGBTQ community. The crazy thing about all of this is that essentially, socially, we're all still on the same side. We're all still on the same side of things. And that's why I had an issue, because it makes it seem like we stand for sexual assault, but we are actually assaulting people. It makes it seem like we stand for the LGBTQ community, but we actually don't. I have a mostly queer staff. I am queer myself. Okay. I don't need to sit there and tell everybody that I am bisexual. I've said it on this podcast many a times before. I've said it in person many a times before. It's not a secret. My husband knows that. Like, it's not, I don't need to say that. Okay. But I said these things should not, the BIPOC and the issues of the BIPOC community should not be conflated with somebody quitting their job and somebody not getting along with somebody else at their job, because that's not, those issues, LGBTQ issues, sexual assault awareness, BIPOC issues, though, that's not why they were arguing. That's not why they were arguing. This person didn't say something like racist, ignorant, homophobic, and then that's why they argued. That's not what happened at all. Because I was there. Okay. I said, we can't conflate these issues to make ourselves look like better allies. So when I said allies, she took that and said that I was undermining her as a sexual assault survivor, and that she's not an ally. She is a sexual assault survivor. She's not an ally. She is gay. Okay. So there are other letters in LGBTQIA+, right? That include lesbian, bi, gay, trans. Like, there are other letters. You're correct. You are gay. I am bisexual. This is queer on queer, a queer on queer argument. Somebody else from the staff who is gay as well had said something to her, and her response was, thanks, bud. I stopped caring about what cis white dudes say a long time ago. You're saying that you're an advocate and ally for the queer community while being in the queer community, because I stand by that you can be an ally for other sexual assault survivors and be a sexual assault survivor. You can be in the queer community, in the LGBTQ community, and still be an ally too, because while you might be cisgendered and be queer, you can still be an ally to a trans brother or sister. Like, this is, or a non-binary person. This is what I mean. This is what I mean when I say conflation. This is what I mean, because at the end of the day, you're now invalidating other queer people in their experience with you because you don't like what they're trying to say. She has told me that I'm trying to silence her. I have not tried to silence anybody. I have seen everything that she has posted online. Again, she quit over a month ago. We're going on 2 months now. She quit over 2 months ago. I'm just saying, like, this is like Groundhog Day. Every day we get on and we sit. If she would have done this right after she quit and posted that and said all this, I would understand. I really would. My stance would be a little, I don't want to say a little bit different. It'd be like a medium, a bit different. Okay. So my stance still stands. I am worried about my staff. It matters to me that because she then added the organization in St. Louis that she has ties to and has worked closely with, and she has friends on, and we will tie into this next part that I personally find fucked up. She added them. We just did a bar training with them and said that I undermined her as a sexual assault survivor. Oh, also, she has a side business where she has carried that brand. There was a picture posted the other day on Instagram that has now been taken down where she had one of their cans up. I also have seen her drink this brand. I've seen it with my own eyes. I am not crazy. I don't think that that makes her a bad person. I don't think that that makes, there are queer bars in the St. Louis area. It's a huge brand in St. Louis. Again, the organization that came in and did the safe bar training with us, never part of the training was like, what liquors do you carry? Who do you carry? And why this may be a confusing message because they had this go on. That's not part of the training. But yes, I did point out that she had that brand on her truck, and it was on a picture on Instagram that, like I said, has been deleted since the other day. So that said, I undermined her as a sexual assault survivor. I'm going to be very clear. I don't doubt that that man did that. Okay. Cause I remember when all that shit was going on around St. Louis years ago. I think he deserved to be fired. And I don't think that that makes her still drinking the brand. I don't care. Right. Like I don't care. But the fact that you're calling us out for carrying the brand. Okay. And then you too had carried the brand. Other bars carried the brand. And the fact that I've seen you with my own eyes drink that brand. That's fine. But now we're calling people out to add spice to this. And my point still remains. There are staff members that have told me, I am for the first time happy at work. I'm happy here. I am making more money. I feel like I'm in a safe space. There are guests, customers that have seen me and said, I love coming to your bar. I feel safe there. That matters. That matters. And it's not to say that how she feels doesn't matter. She did not like the job. It was so clear. When that first month or so that we opened, it was very rough. We were all like, we were busier than we thought. We all were like, whew. I can absolutely see where her frustrations were coming from with everything else. I saw it. Her and I had kind of finally gotten to a place where I felt like we were communicating like better and where I understood her. I did feel like there were certain things, there were certain like microaggressive things that she said and that I didn't say anything about. And I'm not trying to paint anybody to be any type of way, but like, I just want to say that like, there are things at work that we're all like, ugh. There are times that everybody's feelings and emotions are valid. The behavior is not valid. This St. Louis organization has done a training with us, has done a training with the liquor brand that she has called out, has done trainings with other bars that carry that liquor brand, have now made a post that have and supported her, right? That is, again, we have sexual assault survivors on our staff as well. And this is stuff that people have like, you know, come out and said. What does this say? Okay. That you've done this training with us. You've done the training with them. You taken people's money. And then I'm just going to point out that I looked at their board and it is very telling to me when I found out that their public relations person runs her own marketing company off on the side. And she has been somebody who has been incessant with not and vocal about not liking the company that I work for. Things are, this is what I mean by conflation. And this is what I mean when I say there are people who are fine at work. We are not holding anybody captive. They don't have to work there if they don't want to. We have had people quit because they're like, this is not for me. Right? But you have to remember that there are people on a lower level who don't have anything to do with this, who didn't have anything to do with any of the shit that went on or is going on, that just want to come to work and make their money. And this is effect. People are leaving us 1-star reviews on Google. People are adding us. People are like literally sharing this to why? Boycott, because no one has actually said, hey, what have y'all done? And I just want to point this out. If you had a behavioral issue at work and you had, like, you got written up or something, let's use that for example, and then the person who you had an issue with didn't like you and like posted that and blasted it, and then people started demanding to know like your every move and like how you were being dealt with at work, and your progress then went from just like an internal thing to everybody is now checking in and calling, pulling it up and calling it in. Would you or would you not? Would that not cause you some anxiety? Would that? I have to say, I do feel for the person that is targeted in those, that I don't want to say target, that is being spoken about in those emails. I do, because I don't think that they deserve, I don't think anybody deserves to continue to have something, a bad day, a misstep. Again, and I'm saying a misstep because this is a tone issue we're talking about, not anything bigger, a tone issue. I don't think that they deserve to keep reliving that moment in time where, yeah, they didn't communicate something properly. I don't think that it's owed to the public of St. Louis or anywhere else weighing in on this, that how they are being dealt with. I don't think that that's owed to y'all. That's an internal issue, but it's at the point, again, people are like adding us and doing this stuff. Like, have we not all had issues at work? I would not, I know I have. If it was elevated to a grand scale of that matter, I don't know if I could ever, like, I would quit. I really would. I think I would. And then of course there's the deal. All this, you know, got started. I can't speak on the other stuff. All I'll say about that is this. I see the designs. I see that what the young lady is claiming. I'm not an artist. It does not look the same to me. It does not look the same to me. I know a lot of people use the same fonts and prints. You pay for them. That's all I have to say about that. I get it. You don't have to like a brand, anything like that. But we're not thinking about, you know, a lot of things. There have been people a part of other communities, a part of the communities. A Black trans woman spoke up and said, you know, my back and forth with, you know, you and my experience with you as my old boss was not a pleasant one. And the reply, it's like when people of color speak about their experience with her, it's often a silence. Okay. So I just want to say that this has been, again, it's been hard for me to get online because I am a person that I am a yapper. I know I joke about it a lot. I am a top tier yapper. It's been very hard for me because sometimes when I like, and I'm an Aries, right? When I like snap about something and when I just finally lose my cool, sometimes I do get really mad at myself. And I like, no one gets more mad at me than me, right? That I have like fucking snapped because I'm like, Giselle, why did you have to do that? Like, why couldn't you just shut the fuck up? But I have to, like, at the same time, I'm like, but why is it fair for somebody else to say something? Like, somebody to say their truth. I'm using air quotes there, their truth, but I can't say mine. And yeah, maybe that does come along with, like, being a Black woman and feeling like I have to, like, be quiet. And I'm, again, not all of our experiences are not going to be the same. But all I can say is that as a Black woman working with mostly white women in this space, actually, it's not mostly, like, everybody in leadership. I am the only Black woman in leadership. I just want to say that there have been times when I have been advocated for in the moment when I didn't even have to ask for it in situations with my current job that I used to pray for that type of advocacy and to be seen like that and shown up at work. So the fact that this is like, it's not just about me. It's not just about her. It's not just about one single person. It is, it feels like it's just about her and her feelings and the fact that she hated it and the fact that, but like for me, this is the, and again, every day at work is not like, oh my God, rainbows and daisies and this is amazing. Yes, I get frustrated at work. Even a job that I love, like I love my job, but I get frustrated at work. But I just want to say that, like, it's not one thing or the other. And the other thing that's really bothering me is that we look like a fucking bunch of bitches catfighting over all of these, like, internal, every bar has issues. Every job has issues, but especially restaurants and bars. Every restaurant and bar has issues. It's really not anything that I haven't seen before. It's just been elevated to another level because I do feel like, again, certain buzzwords and hot terms are being weaponized and used. I have been assaulted at work before. I have been put in situations at work in the service industry before that were bad. Okay? That is not what we're dealing with here. I am not saying that she doesn't have a right to be irritated by the situation and not like how it went down, how it was handled, and not have, I don't think she should look back on her time at the job and be like, you know what? They're all right. It was fine. I'm overreacting. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, it is fine to dislike us, but to then start all of this and affect people with an attempt to say that you don't want for us to go away and you want change, but you actually haven't asked how anything has changed in the bar since you left. You haven't. You wish me my experience to be different than yours, but you are going out of your way to affect my experience because this has been time consuming and emotionally consuming. We haven't done anything to her, right? Like after the fact, like it's been like, okay, you left, you didn't want to talk about it, anything like that. It's like everybody's feelings, this culture of like, my feelings are valid, my feelings, your feelings are valid, your actions, the actions and behavior, not necessarily. Okay, your feelings are valid, my feelings are valid, next person's feelings are valid. You just like you have your voice to speak up, I have my voice to speak up as well. And it has felt like that I am not allowed to speak up because I am quote unquote on the wrong side of things. My staff is not cult followers, okay? They like work. I'm not saying they like being at work because sometimes I can't get their asses to pick up motherfucking shift, right? Okay. I'm not blasting that. You can't be mad that people don't dislike the job the same way you did. And that's where just all of this, and yeah, I, and from a personal point of view, yes, like I said, I have struggled financially the past 2 years. I'm finally in a space where I feel safe at work, I feel heard at work, and I am making good money. I have no problem saying that. That doesn't diminish everything else that I said, but yes, I'm finally in a space where I, like, I felt like everything was coming together, and now because a person was not happy at work, this is all happening. Now, because there's a lot of things I could keep going on. I didn't mean for this to be 40 minutes, but I just, that is why I have been a little bit MIA on my socials when it comes to like the podcast and everything like that, because like I can't, I've had to ask people to stop sending me stuff because it's just like all encompassing. It's been, I've had anxiety like most of my life. I've never experienced something quite like this. I really never have. I'm like, I don't know what's like, I don't know what, like, I couldn't even build our schedule out the other day because I was just like, I'm like, is this like, I don't know. And I like, I'm very thankful for everybody in my life that is like, you know, it'll be okay. Like, it's fine, but it's just like this, it's a lot. It's a lot. So the episode with Raven is up. If you stuck through this, yeah. Thanks. I needed somewhere to put this. So this was here.